Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this seventh day of December 2022. And tonight, as always, we have the courageous one on the board.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have way out there tonight being with us on a Wednesday. Normally he's not here on Wednesday. Normally we have somebody much prettier than him. And that's Miss Wendy,
that
but you know,
doesn't take a whole lot.
I might even be prettier than you.
It's even possible to be in the eyes of the beholder.
Well, speaking of pretty, Wendy is very pretty, but you know what? We need to pray for her because she has scratched her eye. She has a scratch on her eye, and boy, it's a very, very painful thing. So it's costing her ability to do. She's got to avoid light, and so we need to keep her in prayer too. And so, anyhow, maybe bottom of the hour we'll go to prayer. Well, let's do it now. Let's hold her up. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold up our sister, Wendy. She's been such a blessing, and she's helped so many people. Lord's helped so many people over the years. And she's got such a heart, too, to help folks. And so, Lord, it's not about money with her. It's about helping people. So I just want to hold her up tonight and ask, Lord, that you might touch her, Father God, and touch that eye. And I know that she's miss healthy. She's miss apothecary herbs, but that a scratch in the eye, even, you know, I know she does have certain eye drops she's using right now to heal that with your natural herbs. But Lord, we just would ask that you would just say the word be healed, and that would be, she would be healed. And you would bless her in every area where she could receive that blessing. And Father God, too, that you would, for everybody listening to me right now, every single person listening, you would turn their desires towards you more and more every day in every way in all things at all time, especially here at this Christmas season, knowing, Lord, that what a wonderful, wonderful gift it was that God became flesh and dwelt among men. And even as wonderful, as great as that, you're returning here someday. It's imminent for your people. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen to that.
Anyhow, yeah, I talked to her today. She was not, you know, I guess with a scratched eye, that's a painful thing. She was.
It's painful bowl, and you have to keep it covered, and you have to keep pouring drops in it. And
yeah, it is.
You have to do hot compresses. It's time-consuming. It's painful, and you can't see very well. And, yeah, it's a mess.
I hear you. Let's go.
Young and healthy.
Let's go to our scripture, which is in Psalm chapter 15. Let's do this. Let's take it one verse at a time, because it's only five verses and there's a whole lot in there. Do you remember the title of the message?
I'm trying to think for a second.
Woe unto you, rich men, go weep and howl.
And howl, yeah.
Yeah. And so here we start out with verse 1. Go ahead and read verse 1.
Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?
Okay, what is the tabernacle he's talking about here?
Oh, I think, and here to me, and you know, we are now the tabernacle. The born-again believers are the tabernacle. And when he's saying this, I think he's looking far into the future, because the tabernacle was the only one that could go in was the high priest after a lot of cleansing and prayer. So I think he's talking about the believers.
Well, that has an application for today. But you see here, he's saying, Lord, who shall abide in thy, meaning your tabernacle, Lord.
The only, yeah.
And so the last two words tell the story. And who should dwell in the holy hill? So that's heaven. He's referring to heaven, God's dwelling place, right?
Well, the born again believers are going to be with him and will dwell in that holy hill with him, join theirs with Jesus, right?
Yeah, that's right. But this is David's asking the question. See, David, what David's doing here, Joe? He is asking. He's given 10. Ten standards there for us to live by. And it's a question, okay, these 10 standards determine just how we are doing when our walk with the Lord. And here, David says, he that walketh uprightly and work righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart, that's one.
One.
Two, he that abideth,
three.
You got walketh upright, that's three. Yeah.
Worketh righteousness and speaks truth, that's three.
Right, that's there. Three. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, okay.
Four.
Okay, now what does that mean, backbiteth? What does that mean?
Don't go around talking, spreading rumors, gossip about people, saying things that aren't true.
You just hit it. Saying things that are not true.
True.
That's gossip or slander, right? Slander is saying things that aren't true. Gossip is what saying things that may be or may not be, you know, the true. But you're without knowing the real facts. Okay.
Well, often just that alone, wink, wink, somebody can be branded for life by gossip, so.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. So he's telling you, there, the kind of the message there is kind of, watch what you say, huh?
Exactly.
Nor doeth evil to his neighbor, so doeth evil to his neighbor, that could mean a number of things, huh?
Well, I can think of all kinds of things, living out in the country, moving fence posts, letting your dog run wild, killing somebody else's. I can think of all kinds of things.
Okay. Then he goes on to say, neither doeth evil nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. What do you think that means, taking up a reproach against his neighbor?
Starting a fight where it's not necessary, bringing up problems, conflict.
All right, very good.
You know, or condemning your neighbor for something you're not sure he did, but you
Absolutely.
Think he did.
All righty. He in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. Okay, so now, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. So, is that supposed to our eyes? Is that a good thing that a vile person is contemned in our eyes? Yeah. He's telling you that we're not to encourage or accept or fellowship with a vile person, are we?
No.
Okay.
No fellowship, but if that person stumbles and we find them in need, we're to help them anyway. But we're not to make friends and fellowship with them.
Okay. They're
evil.
So would you say, does a vile person, a person is vile, does a vile person fear the Lord?
No.
Because he wouldn't be vile if he feared the Lord, would he?
Something that would send him to hell if he feared the Lord.
Okay, so we know that because if we just keep reading there, it says here, but he that honoreth them that fear the Lord. So are we to honor them that fear the Lord?
Those would be our fellows, our brothers and sisters.
Okay, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not. What do you make of that?
I'm not sure on that one.
He that sweareth to his own hurt, okay, are we to...
We're not to swear at all. We're to make our yea, yea, and our nay, nay, but we're not to take oaths lightly.
I think if we go to the book of James chapter 3, and if we were to read verses 1 through 12, that would explain that much more in depth, okay? But... Okay, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. What does God's word have to say about usury, about the lending for interest amongst the Jews?
He told them that they weren't to charge any interest or usury fees against their own kind, their own brothers and sisters.
So, nor taketh reward.
Jews, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and so, in other words, when he says taketh reward against the innocent, that means, well, like today, like you have the loan sharks.
Yeah, taking advantage of the weak.
Taking advantage of the weak. And so,
weak and stupid.
In fact, we're going to take a good look at that. That's exactly what happened in Nehemiah as we go through this. He deals with that more in depth, okay, about how the rich treated the poor. Boy, do we see that. Now, in this country today, there's a move to totally eliminate the middle class.
Yeah.
The move is to totally eliminate the middle class, to have the very, very wealthy, the millionaires and the billionaires, the so-called elites, okay, and then to have all of the rest of the people who... When Stalin and Khrushchev and those that said, well, you will have, everyone will be equal, we will be equal, but they didn't say that you would be equally destitute. They left that part out. In other words, you're going to be much worse. Right. You're going to be much worse off than you were, but you'll all be much worse off, just as 2% elite. And this is what they're pushing for in this country today. Let me ask you this. Which party do the 10 richest U.S. senators belong to?
Oh, that's an easy one. The Democrat Party.
All 10 of they belong to the Democrats.
These rich Republicans, but you're right, the richest are the Democrats. You know, one thing I have to add, they always talk about, you know, we're going to have this separation, and yet they forget that the majority of taxes in America are paid by the middle class, not by the poor. A large percentage is paid, of course, by the upper 2%, but the majority of the taxes are all paid by the middle class, and I don't think they thought this through, that when they destroy the middle class, they're going to get rid of a great deal of the tax base, so they're going to have to cut the world population way, way down to be able to afford to live.
Yeah, well, again,
that's what they're working on.
Yeah, that is what they're working on. But You know, there's two verses in the Bible that explain that, and also explain, well, they explain really in depth of what we saw last night, why Herschel Walker lost that to that wicked Antichrist. Okay, he's a very, very wicked man, and extremely pro-abortion, extremely pro-homosexual. There's a good reason. Explain the two verses in Scripture why that happened the way it did, and I'm going to be, I think, preaching on those two verses this Sunday. And so
that ought to be a real good sermon.
Well, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one, because I'm going to combine, Lord's willing, a number of things which apply to today. So, anyhow, so let's go. He that putteth out not out his own money or usury, or taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. And what does that mean, that he should never be moved?
He's not gonna fall into evil doing. He's gonna stay on the path, the highway to heaven.
Absolutely. Let's go over now to 1 Kings chapter 15.
All right.
In the 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 17 through 22, and we're going to see something that actually we see taking place a lot in our society today. So read verses 17 through 22.
In the 9th and 13th year of Azariah, king of Judah, began Menahem, the son of Gadi, to reign over Israel, and reigned it 10 years in Samaria. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not all his days from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land. And Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. And Menahem exacted the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back and stayed not there in the land. And the rest of the acts of Menahem, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah, his son, reigned in his stead.
All right, going back there. What did Menahem do? Menahem, he led his people into sin like those before him. He exacted the money of all of Israel. He made his people pay extortion money to Pul. Now, Pul...
To keep them from being raided and taken over, right?
Pul. Tribute. Yeah, it's tribute. And we're going to see... We see some of that, kind of that taking place in a sense here with China. China owns the Biden regime. China owns... Austin and Milley. Right now, our military is weak. It's very, very weak. They've had test after, war on all these war games and all of these testing that we've had of our military recently. It will be, America has come out, we would lose. Virtually every war we would lose with China. And we keep getting sold down. Now, the Chinese bought, and the Chinese have said this. They've actually said this, how they own the Biden regime under orders for the Chinese government. And not just that, but George Soros and what's his name?
Trump.
From the World Economic Forum. Yeah,
Forum.
To keep, Biden's under orders to keep the southern border open and let all of these people come in to destroy our nation. We're having terrorists. He's bringing the terrorists in. Now, he's also under orders to keep the drugs coming in, keep the fentanyl coming in. Now, let me ask you a question. What happened in 1940, today marks what? The attack on Pearl Harbor, doesn't it?
The anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, and so, here, Joe, let me ask you this question. Who killed, is responsible for more Americans dying? The Japanese at Pearl Harbor, or those that are dying because Biden crime cartel, the Biden crime family, keeping the borders open and bringing all of the fentanyl in and killing off all these American kids?
By far, without even going any further.
He's lost
more people every year.
For covering for him, for running cover for him, is NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, are they responsible for running cover for him?
Yes. You see, it also includes all of those children that are trafficked, all those children that are killed, all those people that die in the desert, all of the M13 gangs that kill people that we've seen the beatings and the rapes and the different things from the M13. All of those things add up, go back to the blood on the hands of the Biden crime family. And that exceeded the deaths.
What about all of the deaths that are, as he's forcing all of these young servicemen that have died, that have taken the shot, but he's forcing this shot,
That would be included in that number, yes.
So you would say that the Biden crime cartel, which people in America, well, some of us understand, really understand this, but the vast majority of people out there, they're still waiting for the news media to tell them. Remember when Sally Stahl said, our job is to tell you what to think and why you think it. That's our job. Mm-hmm. And so many of them out there,
it's her job.
They kind of know it. I mean, they kind of say, you know what, I'm kind of thinking that all these people that are dying of fentanyl, and I'm thinking that I know that the Biden crime cartel is purposely making that border stay open, but they're telling us that it's not. They're telling us it's secured. But I know it's not. I know that there's thousands are coming in, but they're telling us it's secured, and I don't know if I'm supposed to believe that it's secured because we're used to believing what they tell us, but I really kind of think that it's not secure. I mean, do you see kind of a mindset there that's really pathetic?
I see a very confused person who cannot see the truth when it is so totally evident. Only even a blind person, I think, would see the truth of this border crisis.
So would you think, and if you look at the results, because here that election yesterday in Georgia, where they elected an antichrist, a man who is wicked to the bone, who's in favor of abortion, in favor of drugs, in favor of sodomy, everything that God's word, the Bible, warlock, everything that God's word, the Bible calls a sin, and then he passes himself off as an apostate preacher, okay? Do you think that those people that voted for him would be in that category of saying, well, I know what I see, but I know what I'm told to believe, and I'm going to believe what I'm told to believe?
Well, I can understand what you're saying, but on a personal level, I cannot understand that at all, because the evil to me is so easily seen, so visible, so ugly and real. I don't see how anybody could be confused. It's hard for me.
Well, maybe we should make Craig answer that question. Do you think he could?
He might have a better shot at it than I do.
All right. We'll be back right after this with more.
Now he Here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's foul on our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close a bad gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
All righty, we're back, and folks, like we've been talking about there, they're bringing them in, and well, this coming Sunday, Joe, we're going to be fighting the great diabolical reset, and the Bible teaches us how to fight this. The Bible teaches us how to fight this, and that is with the Great Commission, but it's a little more complicated than it sounds. So we're going to be showing this coming Sunday, Lord's willing, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, because we are doers of the Word, and we actually believe, we really do believe the Word of God. And here, and when I'm saying that, it's because, you know, so many people that go to these entertainment service centers and, yeah, they'll tell you, yeah, I believe the Word of God, but they're totally biblically illiterate. You'll ask them, why are you doing this, or why are you being taught that? And, you know, there's certain things where they've totally been conformed to the world. They've totally been, you know, they don't see any problem. They think, well, it's a loving thing. It's a good thing. It's a loving thing to accept LGBTQ. Because that's what they're told, and that's what the guy up in the pulpit says.
The Bible says God is love, so he must love everybody, right? But they don't mention the part about when God said he hates. They skip things like that, right?
Right. Okay, but remember the soundbite. You're supposed to hate the sin, but love the sinner. That's what the Bible teaches.
The soundbite, right.
The Bible don't teach that. The Bible says we're to love what God loves and hate what God hates. That's what the Bible teaches, right?
Exactly.
What is sin? Well, we know that sin's missing the mark. No, the Bible says it's transgressing of God's law, okay? So when you go after these people with this thing, we actually believe the Word of God. Here's why. We study the Word of God. I mean, an in-depth study. We really do study the Word of God there because we understand. What does it say? Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for
lack of
knowledge. Right. And then he tells you in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, okay, it's the Word of God. It's because people don't understand the Word of God, okay, that they're so easily deceived by the prince of this world here. And so that's why we put a lot of emphasis, we really do, in studying the Word of God, in-depth study of God's Word. Now, that's why we're going to be showing this film, and we do that so that they take a look at how to apply the Word of God and how it applies and how to the days we're living in, to the days we're right now. We are living what the Lord Jesus referred to as the days of sorrow. We're living real time, real time. What percentage of people in this country do you think know that?
I'd say it's pretty small.
You'd be absolutely right. Anyhow, so we're going to be showing that film, Lord's Willing. And so for you folks out there that say, well, what's the address of your church? The address of the church is 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road, Newberry. That's Newbury, Ohio. 44065 is the zip code. And see, I run into people all the time, and they ask me, what's the address of your church? And you tell them, but they don't have anything to write it down on or whatever. And so we're telling folks here again, because we get calls all the time. Now, the services
just
start.
Go to wrwl.org. It's all right there, wrwl.org, and you will find it.
Well, that's true, Joe, but a lot of folks, in order to do that, they actually have to go to the library and then ask them for some help, because there's a lot of people that are not on the computer out there, a lot more than you think. You know, the mindset that everybody is on the computer, they're not. And so, but anyhow, here's the thing. I'm just going to give you the times we start. We start with an in-depth Bible study at 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 a.m., and then at 10 o'clock, we go into a second Bible on a different topic study for about 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Then the regular service starts at 11:15, at 11:15 in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we have a class of, well, there's another class that starts at about 1:30. And those classes are on different books of the Bible. And then at 4 o'clock, between 4 or 5, depending on which Sunday. This Sunday, it's going to be from 4 to 6, we're going to have the Bible and current events. This is where you're going to see this film, where it shows you how what the days we're living are clearly defined in the Word of God. And then at 6 p.m., we have our evening service. So, anyhow, again, that's at 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, in Newberry, Ohio. And if you're on the internet, go to wrwl.org, and all that's up there, huh?
Exactly.
Well, Joe, you get ready for
it. Throw something in if I could.
Yeah.
We always talk about, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And Scripture also said, there's liars go to the lake of fire. I'm looking at some pictures of England right now. The roads are covered in snow and ice all over. Remember, they said it was never going to snow in England again, right?
Well, that's global warming, Joe.
Would never see snow
And they're forecasting 18 to 24 inches of snow next week. And they're looking at a very snowy, cold, miserable winter. I just thought I'd mention, you know, some of the lies that the people are still believing that they're never going to snow again in England.
See, you don't understand, Joe. If men can have babies give birth like women and still be men or not women, then it can snow in England and we can call it global warming.
Oh, okay, then it's not really snow. It's just white stuff that's cold on the ground.
Yeah, see, you've got your truth and I've got...
they have theirs, right, okay.
Right, yeah, out here where I live in the snow belt, we'll often get 2 or 3 feet of global warming.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty, now, here, Joe, get ready, because we're going to have to do an imprecatory prayer. Very important, folks. You know, we worked very, very hard. Worked hard for 10 years, we worked nonstop to pass the heartbeat bill. We passed the heartbeat bill, and we got it passed, and Roe v. Wade went down, and it became the law in Ohio. And I got to say one thing. Our attorney general worked real hard to push that in and to, you know, to activate it, make it the law, and the governor quickly signed it into law here in Ohio. But then, Joe, something happened. A prostitute came along. Joe, you know, have you ever known anybody in the baby-killing business? Anybody? Have you ever known one single person in the baby-killing that wasn't making money off killing babies? It's
no,
very...
That was the reason most of them were in that business, was to make money.
It's very lucrative to making money and killing babies, okay? And this is what, you know, why one of the things we're preaching on this week about... Woe to you, Richmond. Now, here, there's a Hamilton County Common Pleas Court judge. Now, his name, believe it or not, is Christian. Can you believe this? Christian Jenkins. Now, this wicked man, he's an extremely wicked little man, an ungodly wicked little man. Both in September and again in October, he declared that the Ohio Constitution allows for the killing of babies, because it's in the Ohio Constitution that killing babies is health care. Now, I can tell you this, Christian Jenkins is a liar. He's a cowardly little liar. And I'm going to tell you, too, there's not enough money. Not enough money. I don't know how much Mr. Jenkins is receiving, but I can tell you this, there's not enough in the world to keep him out of hell for 1 minute for what he's doing. That's an evil thing. That's a wicked thing. And
killing babies is health care, right? That's like getting rid of the old and sick. Is if we euthanize them because they're poor and indigent, or it's going to be costly to treat them, then that's called health care also, right?
Absolutely. Here's what we got to do, Joe. Here, we've got to call your state representatives here in Ohio, our state representatives, the senators and state reps. And that number is 614-466-8842. 614-466-8842. And we've got to tell him, you've got to do something. This guy's got to be impeached. This guy has to be removed. He's a wicked man. He's an ungodly man. They're still killing in Ohio here 400 babies a week, even though the law states in Ohio, the law states that abortion now is illegal in Ohio. But this wicked man, you know, if there's a heartbeat, if you can hear the heartbeat, the baby lives, okay? And that's the law in Ohio. And so, but this wicked, ungodly little man, he's extremely wicked, this Christian Jenkins, he needs to be removed. So you need to call your state senators and state representatives. At 614-466-8842. This man needs to be impeached. He needs to be impeached and needs to be gotten rid of. And so, folks, call your state rep, call your state senator, and tell him to get working on that. We worked 10 years, hard years, working on that heartbeat to get the heartbeat bill to save these innocent children. And we're not going to sit back and let this wicked little man continue to dictate to us, because he feels in his mind that our Ohio Constitution, and I've read our Ohio Constitution, and no place in there at all, Joe, does it say killing babies is health care. So there you go. Now, Joe, you ready?
I found the penumbras in the Constitution. I have a prayer request, too.
Well, wait a minute. No, first, So, I'm going to let you say an imprecatory prayer that this guy be removed. Are you ready?
All right. Dear Heavenly Fathers, I just think of what this man and many like him, finding things that don't exist, creating your own truth, because that's what you want to see, what you want to believe. That's what they're doing. And this wicked, wicked judge is breaking the hearts of so many people who have worked so hard to save the babies, to change the laws, to right a wrong. And that, Lord, that you would cause this man to either, well, bring him to repentance or cause him to perish. Take away his power. Take away his job. Remove him. Do whatever is necessary to right this wrong. We would rather he would repent, that he would see what he's doing, that he would be shamed, that he would repent and fix things. But if not, Lord, if it be thy will, that you would just remove him from this position, that he be shamed, and that the truth be found out, that this time we need this win. We just ask for this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
All right, now I'm going to add to that, because I want to ask all the folks out there listening, it's very important, folks, that you believe the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm asking you to believe the Word of God. The Word of God says there's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. The Bible teaches that the prayers of a righteous man exalteth much, okay? Availeth much, and availeth much. So if you're out there listening, help, you know, pray with me on this. Pray with me. I know people are saying, well, Pastor, you're always praying those imprecatory prayers, and God's not doing, God moves in his time and his own ways, okay? And so join with me, and let's we're told to do it. We're seeing all the examples. We're seeing how King David and the kings and even the Lord Jesus and the apostles, how they made these imprecatory prayers for righteousness sake. So if you will join with me, obedience to God, folks, is what's being taught more than anything else in Scripture. So let's pray with me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, like Pastor Joe said, this wicked little man, this Christian Jenkins, Lord God, my prayer is this, that you bring this bloody little man, bring this bloody little man to repentance, Father God. And if he refuses, Lord, I pray that you just remove him, take him out of here. And, Lord, do it in a way, I would pray, too, that would send fear amongst the other corrupt, that these other corrupt judges, Lord, that have sold their very souls for money. They put on their black robes and they go out and they're bought and paid for by George Soros, so many of them. Again, they've sold their very souls. We know that the love of money is the root of all evil. So, Lord, again, that's what my prayer is for this corrupt little man, this Christian Jenkins, that you would bring him to repentance or remove him, Lord. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All righty. Now,
we have somebody else that needs prayer, and this is a young 14-year-old girl, and she has a life-saving, she needs a kidney transplant. Trying to make this short. She's 14 years old. She's an adopted girl. And Duke University Hospital is refusing her medical care. She is unvaxxed, and she has not had the other shot, the HPV, which they just found out today. Quote, today we were told that Yulia cannot have a transplant at Duke, even if we have a live donor for her, because of our refusal of the HPV and COVID vax. The HPV is new. We have just learned of it yesterday. And we've had a lot of cases of this that don't always get to the headlines. This is something that's happening. The one of the big medical groups, the AAPS, that's the Association of American Physician Surgeons, is trying to change this through an act of Congress, but it's not happening. And these people, this family has put their, the Hicks family, has put their faith and trust in God, and they said God is there with an answer for us. And so I'd like to just have a prayer for Yulia and her parents, the Hicks family, that God would be with her and save her, that she would be able to get this kidney replacement. You see, if she leaves there, they would have to raise the money somewhere else and pay for the donor and everything, and they're just, they don't have that kind of money. They're soldiers, it's a military family, and they are not wealthy.
Joe, right now, at my desk, I have an email from a fella, and he needs a transplant. And he called me and asked me if I could, they refused to give him a transplant, without the transplant, for the same reasons, because he won't take the shot. And if he doesn't take the shot, of course, he's going to die if he don't get the transplant. So he called me asking if I could give him some phone numbers of some good lawyers. He wants to maybe try to sue them. But add him in your prayers. You pray, add that man. I don't have the email, and I don't have his name here in front of me. But he, too, well, needs a transplant, or he's going to die. So add him in your prayer.
All right. Add him, because as I said, there have been numerous cases. Dear Heavenly Father, we see this injustice going on in this nation, land of the free. We see, because of political correctness, people suffering, people dying, or they will be dying if they haven't already. We see such stupidity, such a waste. And we would just ask your divine intervention on this young girl, on the man that wrote in, emailed in to Pastor Ernie and all these others out there, that their stories aren't reaching the media, aren't getting to the people because of lack of concern in the media. We don't want to, the media doesn't want to rock the boat. They don't want to tell people the truth. They want to stick to their narratives. And, Lord, we need an explosion of truth in this country. We need an explosion of faith in this country. We need a revival in the land is what we need, Lord, a revival of the Holy Spirit. But we would just lift these people up to you, that you would take them under your wing, that you would find ways for them to get the medical care, the transplants they need, the donors, the money, or the hospital that is willing to provide the service. When we just, all we can do is put them into your marvelous, wonderful hands and ask you to bless them in every conceivable way possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Joe. Joe, very quickly, you know, we need to pray for our servicemen too, but here today from the Defender, Children's Health Defense News, Congress said to in military COVID vaccine mandate, no sign Biden will veto. Well, here it goes on to say that the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote later this week to rescind the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine after Republican lawmakers threatened to withhold votes for the $8.5 billion National Defense Authorization Act unless the bill included removal of the mandate. Well, to update that now... Yeah, what happened today, they caved. This is one of the reasons that the Republican congressman again started storming against McCarthy as being Speaker of the House. They're saying McCarthy caved again because he took that before. Biden now today come out and says, no, we're not going to do that. In other words, they're not going to state that because Lloyd Austin and Milley, they oppose repealing the mandate. And here, they're not going to reinstate those servicemen. Joe?
Exactly. You see, this the deal that they made, the compromise, directed the Pentagon to rescind the mandate, but it, quote, stopped short of requiring the military to restore discharged troops to their prior positions or provide reparations. So the end of President Biden's military COVID vax mandate is a victory for our military and common sense, said Kevin McCarthy. But you see, it's not a victory. He's claiming a victory, and it isn't. They're not going to reinstate, and the military may not even go along and rescind the mandate at all.
Joe, I truly believe that Austin and Millie are both drag queens, and I base that belief on the very last verse in Romans chapter 1. If you read the very last verse in Romans chapter 1, that to me is evidence, in my opinion, that those two guys are really drag queens.
Well, let me read that verse, because that is a very, very important verse, and I know what you're talking about. I'm almost there. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Okay, so have two things is going
in them that do the evil.
Right, but not only do the same. So they take all kinds of pleasure in drag queens. They promote drag queens. They can promote LGBTQ. They promote this binary. And again, it was pathetic to watch. On Fox News, they showed the training films, the recruiting films for China, Russia, and America. And China and Russia, they had these awesome warriors out there. And in America, they had a lesbian. It's sickening.
They were displaying their military skills and were showing sexual orientation.
Yeah, that's and I truly believe both Millie and Austin are drag queens.
And you know, so they're sick people, which whatever their sin is that they're hiding, you may well be right, but they definitely are not pro-military, pro the soldiers.
They're doing everything they can to destroy our military.
Right, to harm it, not to strengthen it.
They're the enemy of the people of the United States of America. And so, there you go. Anyhow, we're coming up to a break. When we come back, we're going to show a clip. Now, I'm just going to show a little bit of this film that we're going to be showing the entire thing at Doers of the Word. Now, hearing it is one thing, but seeing what's in it is completely different. Okay, so you get so much more out of it through the visual than you do just the... But obviously on radio, we can't show you the visual. So anyhow, when we come back from the break, we're going to show you or play a clip to you. And then, boy, do we have a lot of things we got to get to here. So how much time do we have to the break? We're almost there?
About, yeah.
Okay, we're about there?
Well, just remember... You hear, see, and sing. The more you add reading, hearing, and singing, you increase your memory. So if you only have one, you only have a third of what you really need for good retention.
All righty, very good. When we come back after that, after this clip, boy, do we have a lightning round, so we got to really get into it and get it said, don't we? So, well, here we are. We're coming up to it, so don't go away. There's a whole lot more to come. So we're counting down, right? We're down. 3, 2, 1. Take it away.
Fight the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.